one objection that people raise to the deficit spending levels that we have now is that there's a concern that foreigners are owning an increasing fraction of U.S. government debt. Does this expose America to some possibility of economic blackmail? Right? Are we somehow mortgaging our future to unfriendly governments that are acquiring financial leverage over us as a consequence of our deficit spending? Okay. Well, the basic answer is no, right? And in fact, it's probably a pretty good deal for the United States that foreigners are willing to buy so much of our debt. But let me give you a few numbers to sort of sketch out the dimensions of what's going on, right? Total foreign holdings of U.S. government debt on a gross debt basis are about 25%, right? So roughly a quarter of our outstanding debt stock is held by foreigners. Now, when you adjust this and speak in terms of net debt, the fraction of foreign ownership is higher, right? So foreigners own about 44% of that net debt held by the public, both the domestic public and the foreign public. But no one country owns the majority of this. Now, China and Japan are relatively large, important foreign owners of U.S. government debt. You know, they both own over $800 billion worth of U.S. government debt. And again, that sounds like a lot. But as a fraction of gross debt outstanding, that's about 6 or 7%. Okay. So that doesn't probably translate into a great deal of financial leverage. Now, why do I think it's a good deal that foreigners are buying our debt? Well, the fact that so many foreigners are buying our debt increases the demand for debt, which means that we can sell more of it at a more favorable interest rate. If they weren't out there in the debt markets buying up our debt, we have to pay much higher interest rates to finance current deficits. Now, why are these foreigners, and the Chinese in particular, buying so much debt? And it is a lot. Okay. Well, in China's case, it has to do with their exchange rate policies. The Chinese are intervening on a massive scale to prevent their currency, the renminbi, from appreciating against our currency, the dollar. What this requires them to do is take the export earnings of Chinese companies that would ordinarily be converted into renminbi to pay Chinese workers and Chinese investors and Chinese taxes. You know, and if all that conversion of currency happened, it would increase demand for the renminbi, it would lower demand for the dollar, and it would tend to push the Chinese currency, the renminbi, up and the dollar down. The Chinese don't want that to happen because they're afraid that it would make their export industries less competitive. So at this point, the Chinese government steps in, buys up all the dollars, right, at you know, their target exchange rate. And then it has to do something with those dollars. So it invests an awful lot of them in U.S. government debt. This year, the Chinese will probably invest more money buying up U.S. government debt than they will spend fighting poverty in China, than they will spend on Social Security or science research or all of these things put together. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Now, what is all this U.S. debt going to be worth in their currency terms in the long run? Possibly quite a bit less than they're paying for it. Because everybody knows that eventually the Chinese currency is going to appreciate, perhaps by as much as 30%. Holdings of foreign currency assets, including U.S. government debt, are now greater than 50% of Chinese GDP, right? If those asset holdings in dollars depreciate in value by 30%, that's a Chinese national wealth loss on the order of 18%. I mean, what would happen if a major Chinese city were bombed to the ground? In the long run, this doesn't look like an incredibly great deal for the Chinese. It's a great deal for us. We get real money up front, and we get to pay them back with depreciated dollars.